Welcome to AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, you know, senior software engineer and also a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. And hey, if you're liking these deep dives that we do into the world of AI, please do us a solid and hit that like button and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts. You know, we appreciate the support. But today, we're diving deep and we've got a pretty fascinating stack of AI news for you, all coming from April 7th, 2025. We're talking about some really rapid advancements, some serious competition between all the big players out there, and even a few glimpses of what could be some serious, serious game changers down the road.
It's like we're getting this really concentrated snapshot of where things are in AI just from looking at one single day. New models, strategic moves by companies, and yeah, definitely some of those big questions about where it's all headed.
Exactly. So today we're working from, well, it's basically like a daily chronicle of AI innovations, right? And our mission for this deep dive, if you will, is pretty simple. We want to help you, the listener, quickly understand the really big AI developments that happen on April 7th and what they might mean, you know, without getting bogged down in all the crazy technical jargon. So with that out of the way, let's jump right in. And one of the biggest pieces of news that day, it has to be what came out from Meta.
Oh, for sure. April 7th is a big day for them. They unleashed, I guess you could say, their Llama 4 family of large language models, specifically Llama 4 Scout and Llama 4 Maverick. And they're not shying away from saying these models are going to outperform some of the top dogs right now from OpenAI and Google, especially when it comes to reasoning and coding.
What really jumps out at me is the scale, like the sheer size of these things, but also the focus on efficiency. Like you've got Llama 4 Scout, which boasts 109 billion parameters and a 10 million token context window. But the kicker is it's designed to run efficiently on a single NVIDIA H100 GPU. So think about that. That's their smaller model, and it's already supposedly outperforming Google's Gemma 3 and Mistral 3 on benchmarks. That's a lot of power packed into a more manageable package.
For sure. And just a quick reminder, when we say parameters, think of it as the model's capacity to learn. More parameters typically mean it can handle more complex information, but efficiency is crucial. Then you've got Llama 4 Maverick stepping it up to 400 billion parameters in a 1 million token context window. And the early whispers are that it's not just matching, but surpassing OpenAI's GPT-4o and Google's Gemini 2.0 Flash on those key benchmarks, and supposedly doing it all in a more cost-effective way. And that last bit about cost, that's a big deal if we're talking widespread adoption.
And here's where things get really interesting, you know, for the future. Meta also teased something they called Llama 4 Behemoth, a model that's still under development but packing a reported 2 trillion parameters. And the word on the street is it's already outperforming giants like GPT 4.5, Claude 3.7, and Gemini 2.0 Pro. That's hinting at a pretty massive leap forward.
Now, what's allowing them to achieve this high performance and improved efficiency across the entire Llama 4 lineup is their use of something called a Mixture of Experts Architecture, or MoE for short. Basically, instead of activating the whole massive model for every single task, only certain specialized expert parts of the model are used based on what's being asked. And that selective activation, it significantly reduces the computational resources needed, meaning lower costs when actually using these powerful models.
And the really big news here is this isn't just some research project locked away in a lab. Scout and Maverick were released right away, available for download. But even more importantly, they're integrated into Meta AI, which is used by billions of people across WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram. Think about the implications. That's a ton of AI power suddenly available to everyday users almost overnight.
Exactly. So if we zoom out a bit and look at the big picture, it seems like Meta is making a play to be a major force in AI, not just in developing the models themselves, but also in how they're actually used by people. Having those models built right into their hugely popular platforms, well, that gives them a real edge in getting this technology into the hands of, well, everyone.
So moving on from Meta's big reveal, let's head over to China, where we're seeing some intriguing developments coming from a partnership between DeepSeek, an AI startup, and Tsinghua University. They're working on a pretty cool method to boost the reasoning power of large language models.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about their approach is that they're focusing on combining various AI reasoning techniques in a way that, well, the aim is to make the models align more closely with how humans think and make decisions. It's not just about brute computational force. It's about improving efficiency and bringing down operational costs when dealing with complex reasoning tasks. It's a different angle on how to build better AI.
This really highlights the fact that progress in AI isn't just about who can create the biggest model, right? It's also about innovation in the methods themselves, finding smarter, more efficient ways to achieve those sophisticated results. This collaboration is a pretty clear signal that China is a major player in the global AI landscape, making their own unique contributions to the field.
And this leads to a really interesting question about the future of AI.
Yeah.
What happens when we have AI models that are not only becoming more intelligent, but are also learning how to improve themselves and become more efficient in the process? The potential for these kinds of self-improving models to really shake things up in the industry is definitely something to keep an eye on.
Okay, let's switch gears now and talk about some potential business moves that could really change the game for AI hardware. There's a lot of buzz about OpenAI possibly acquiring IO products.
Yeah, and this is a big deal because of who's behind IO products. We're talking about Jony Ive, the legendary former design chief at Apple, and Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI. And the numbers being thrown around are pretty significant. A potential valuation of around $500 million, plus the possibility of bringing on the entire design team, that suggests OpenAI might be making a serious strategic move.
So what could this mean? Well, if this acquisition actually happens, it could put OpenAI in a position to go head-to-head with giants like Apple. Just imagine the powerhouse of AI software potentially teaming up with a design icon to create AI-first hardware.
Precisely. And the word is that IO products is all about building devices powered by AI that could completely change how we use technology. We might be moving beyond the traditional screens and interfaces we're used to and into a world of more natural, ambient AI experiences. For OpenAI, this is a pretty big ambition. They wouldn't just be leading the charge in AI software, they'd be stepping into the consumer hardware market. And that could lead to whole new categories of AI devices that we can't even imagine yet.
All right, let's shift gears again and talk about Microsoft, who's been making some real strides in making their AI assistant Copilot feel more personalized and integrated into our digital lives.
Yeah, what's really interesting here is the focus on making AI more user-friendly. They've added new personalization features that will let Copilot remember your preferences and specific details about you. Being able to remember that kind of information, well, that could lead to much more customized and natural interactions.
And for those who remember the good old days of Microsoft Office, get this. They're even letting you customize Copilot's appearance, even bringing back the iconic Clippy. Talk about a blast from the past. But it's not all just fun and games. The new Actions feature sounds pretty useful. It'll let Copilot do things directly on the web for you, like making reservations or buying stuff, all through integrations with different services.
And the improvements to Copilot's vision capabilities are pretty big, too. Now, Copilot Vision can use your device's camera in real time, and the Windows app can analyze what you're seeing on your screen across different applications. That can be super helpful for quickly grabbing information or understanding the context of what you're looking at.
They've also rolled out a bunch of new tools aimed at boosting productivity, including Pages, which looks like it's designed for organizing research, an AI-powered podcast creator very relevant for us, and something called Deep Research that's supposed to help with more in-depth investigative tasks.
So if we connect all this back to their overall strategy, it's clear that Microsoft wants Copilot to be a must-have tool for everyone. They're making it more personalized, giving it the power to take direct action, and seamlessly weaving it into the Windows ecosystem and their popular apps like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. All of that is geared towards making users happier and keeping them engaged.
Absolutely. Imagine having real-time data analysis right inside Excel or being able to generate content effortlessly in Word, all powered by AI. That level of integration could be a game changer for productivity and efficiency across the board.
All right, let's shift gears one more time to a topic that always generates a lot of discussion and some concern. The potential risks of really advanced AI. The AI 2027 report that came out on April 7th, it paints a pretty worrying picture, suggesting that artificial superintelligence, or ASI, could emerge as early as 2027.
So let's break this down. The report is really hammering home the point that we need to be proactive about putting safety measures in place and making sure AI development is aligned with human values. Otherwise, we could be looking at some serious, even existential, risks. And the timeline they're laying out is surprisingly short. Capable AI agents by 2025, superhuman coding systems, and then full-blown artificial general intelligence, or AGI, by 2027. That's not that far off.
And what's really interesting, and maybe a bit scary, is that they present two possible scenarios. One is this rapid acceleration of AI development, maybe without enough focus on safety. The other is a necessary slowdown, where we prioritize developing and implementing those safety measures and making sure AI is aligned with our values.
And the potential impact they're predicting is pretty dramatic. They're saying ASI could make years worth of technological leaps in just a week, potentially leading to it controlling the global economy by as early as 2029. They also highlight some big areas of concern: geopolitical instability, the potential use of AI in weapons, and the fundamental challenge of even understanding how these advanced AI systems make decisions.
It's important to consider the background of the person who wrote this report.
Mm-hmm.
They're a former OpenAI employee who's spoken out about AI safety before.
Mm.
And that context matters because it shows that even within the AI research community, there are different opinions and ongoing discussions about how fast things are moving and the potential dangers.
So what does this mean for you? It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder that AI is evolving super fast, and the conversations about ethics and safety aren't just theoretical anymore. They have real-world consequences that we need to be thinking about.
Now, for some more positive news, especially for those in the creative world, Midjourney released version 7 of their AI image generation platform on April 7th. And this update brings some pretty big improvements, including more realistic images, better consistency across multiple characters in an image, and some cool new personalization features.
That's right. They've also given users more control over their prompts and expanded the model's memory, which should make it easier to create consistent and detailed visual stories. It seems like Midjourney 7 is really pushing the boundaries of what AI can do for art and design.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, NVIDIA announced some impressive optimizations specifically for Meta's new Llama 4 Scout and Maverick models. They're using their TensorRT LLM software along with their H100 GPUs, and they're claiming up to 3.4 times faster performance when running those models.
And here's why that matters in the real world. That kind of speed boost can make these powerful AI models much more practical for real-time use in businesses, potentially revolutionizing fields like healthcare, finance, and customer service, where quick analysis and responses are crucial. It's all about making this advanced technology more accessible for everyday use.
But as AI tools become more powerful and widely used, we're also seeing changes in how we access and pay for them. For example, GitHub announced usage limits for their free Copilot tier and started charging for their more advanced AI models.
This seems like a natural evolution as the cost of running these complex AI models keeps going up and as more businesses start using them. It'll be interesting to see how these pricing changes affect the adoption of AI tools by software developers, especially smaller teams and independent developers.
Now, for something a bit more empowering, there's a new coding tutorial out there that walks you through building your own AI-powered startup pitch generator using Google's Gemini model. It uses open source tools like LittleM and Gradio, and it even lets you export your generated pitch as a PDF.
So what's the big deal here? It's giving entrepreneurs and anyone interested in AI the power to create professional-looking business documents using cutting-edge technology.
To get a broader view of the state of AI, Stanford's Institute for Human-Centered AI released their 2025 AI Index report on April 7th. And this report really paints a picture of a global AI landscape that's both incredibly dynamic and extremely competitive.
One of the key takeaways is that while the U.S. is still the leader in creating the most advanced AI models, China is closing the gap rapidly in crucial areas like research publications and patent filings. It really shows that the global AI race is becoming more and more multipolar.
The report also highlights a few other important trends. AI performance on benchmark tests is steadily improving, and AI is becoming more integrated into our everyday lives. Businesses are investing heavily in AI because it's having a real impact on their productivity.
And interestingly, the report points out that the performance gap between AI developed in the U.S. and China is shrinking, even though progress on responsible AI practices is happening unevenly around the world. Overall, people are becoming more optimistic about AI, although there are some regional differences in how people feel about it.
The report also indicates that AI is becoming more efficient in terms of resource use, more affordable to deploy, and accessible to a wider range of users, which lines up with some of the other news we've talked about. Governments around the world are also getting more involved in AI, both through regulations and investments.
And while education in AI and computer science is expanding, the report notes that there are still gaps in access and preparedness. It also suggests that while the private sector is driving most AI advancements right now, the pace of those fundamental breakthroughs might be slowing down a bit. AI is making a big impact on scientific discovery across many fields, but complex reasoning in AI is still a major challenge.
So putting all of this together, the HAI report really reinforces the idea that the global AI ecosystem is becoming more competitive and collaborative. China's growing strength, along with increasing activity in other regions, indicates that we're moving away from a U.S.-dominated AI landscape and towards a more distributed and interconnected global system.
And just to quickly touch on some other notable AI news from April 7th, 2025, Sam Altman announced that OpenAI is changing their roadmap, with earlier releases planned for what they're calling O3 and O4 Mini. And GPT-5 development is going better than expected, with a release slated for the coming months.
We also got confirmation of the big model update for Midjourney V7, with those improvements to image quality, prompt adherence, and a new voice-capable draft mode.
And circling back to something we discussed earlier, those reports about OpenAI potentially buying IO Products, the AI hardware startup by Joni Ive and Sam Altman, are still making the rounds, hinting at a possible move towards screenless AI devices.
Microsoft also showed off their Muse AI model's ability to create game environments with a playable, though somewhat limited, demo of Quake 2.
And lastly, the chief science officer at Anthropic said that we can expect to see Claude 4, their next big model, launched within the next 6 months or so. On the legal front, a federal judge rejected OpenAI's attempt to dismiss the lawsuit filed by the New York Times, which alleges copyright infringement related to ChatGPT. That means this legal battle will continue.
And now, if all this talk about AI has got you thinking about how you can stay ahead of the curve and develop the skills you need to succeed in this rapidly changing world, then you've got to check out Etienne Newman's AI-powered JamCac app. It's designed to help anyone, regardless of their background, master and earn over 50 in-demand certifications in fields like cloud computing, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, and business, just to name a few. You can find all the links you need down in the show notes.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the AI news from just one day, April 7th, 2025, it's clear that the pace of innovation in AI is showing no signs of slowing down. We've covered big advancements in foundational AI models, strategic moves by some of the biggest tech companies, and crucial conversations about the future implications and potential risks of this powerful technology.
Absolutely. And it's really important for you, the listener, to think about how all these seemingly separate developments are connected. As we create more powerful AI models, we need faster and more efficient hardware, which then leads to AI being integrated into more and more applications and services. It's a cycle of progress that creates both amazing opportunities and potential challenges that we need to be prepared for.
That's such a great point. It really makes you think. With AI becoming more powerful and more intertwined with our lives every day, what skills and knowledge do you think will be most valuable in the near future? That's something worth pondering. And speaking of gaining valuable skills, we want to encourage you to check out Etienne's AI-powered JamCac app. It's a fantastic resource for learning about cloud, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, business, and more, with over 50 industry-recognized certifications available. Again, all the links are in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. We hope this has given you a better understanding of some of the key developments shaping our future.
We encourage you to explore these topics further on your own. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and stay curious.